Early voting is underway for the May 24th GOP primary runoff election and runs only through Friday, so don't delay in casting your vote. I've put my recommendations up at proudontexas.com. One of the biggest runoffs in Texas is for the 19th Congressional District, and as the experienced would expect, the race has seen accusations, disclosures, and information lobbed back and forth as if from catapults in some historic battle. For me, the most surprising part of the race has been the role one local newspaper has played in purposely misleading voters by withholding information, spinning words to mean things words were never intended to mean, and generally allowing a reporter to act as an operative of a candidate. When the news page becomes indistinguishable from the editorial page, it's clear reputation's no longer of concern. For me, it's easy to set aside all the claims from each side and still come to an obvious conclusion: one candidate's superior. In the Texas 19 race, you have a local businessman, Glenn Robertson, running. Robertson's made his money in the private sector and not, it's worth mentioning, through government contracts. Robertson's not part of any self-appointed social elitist groups, is thoroughly approachable, says what he means, and fully understands the problems government presents to business in the district. His opponent, Jody Arrington, is a lifelong political operative, Washington insider, friend of the lobby, and wants a lifelong career as an elected official. That alone, no matter what either candidate's done or said, is enough for me to vote for Glenn Robertson. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here at 5 p.m. for Pratt on Texas.